Boston, 2nd May, 5 o'clock afternoon, 1775. My dear Paul, I'm exceeding glad to hear you say you are easy, for I thought you were very impatient. But I cannot say I was pleased at hearing you applied to Captain Irvin for a pass, as I should rather confer 50 obligations on them than receive one from them. I'm almost sure of one as soon as they are given out. I was at Mr. Scully's yesterday, and his son has been here today, and told me he went to the room and gave mine and Deacon Jeffers' names to his father, when no other person was admitted. I hope things will be settled on easier terms soon. I have not received a line from you today till this moment. Why have you altered your mind in regard to Paul's coming with us? This Captain Irvin says he has not received any letter, and I send by this 2 bottles beer, 1 wine for his servant. Do, my dear, take care of yourself. Oh, I forgot, I've not received but 9 pounds of Parkman, and that was not enough to pay our friends. Mr. Scully promised to pay you. Should be glad to know that your coat is not made. John did not incline to do it, and I spoke to Mr. Boyd. He engaged to make it if he could not get a pass, but as he has that in prospect, he cannot. I have got a woman to make Paul's in the house, and if you choose, I will ask John to cut it, and get her to make it. She is a very good workwoman, and works for Dr. Mountfort Rand. Yours with affection, Rachel Revere.